Now, each weekend on Network Africa, we showcase some of the best new writing or emergent authors on the continent. This morning, we feature a whole host of them. Well, almost. You see, a British literary publishing house called Granter has just brought out an anthology of short stories, fiction and photojournalism. They've called it The View from Africa. And in a moment, we'll have a reading from one of the stories. But first, let's hear about this book. In fact, I can't really call it such. Granter call it a magazine, as I found out when I spoke to the editor, Ian Jack.
Well, it's half and half, really. It's a magazine that looks like a book. It's got the same production values as a book. It's as handsome as a book. It's a nice thing to hold. It's perfect bound. So it's both. And without bragging about it, although I suppose I have to do a little bragging about it, it's aiming for a kind of excellence across different forms of prose writing. Fiction, of course, non-fiction in terms of the travel account or reporting or biography or memoir.
And who is it aimed towards, though? I mean, because it sounds, the way you're describing it, almost quite highbrow, but then when you pick up the book, the readings, the extracts are rather accessible.
That's what we need to be. I mean, we're trying to reach an audience beyond, and we have reached an audience for many years now, beyond the average buyer of what you might call a literary magazine. And the way we've done that, I think, is making writing as vivid and original and as accessible as it can be. But I also think another great thing about the magazine I edit, Granter, is that by giving it a theme, and this one is Africa, you can interest people, an audience far beyond the average audience for this thing called literature. I would hope that anybody interested in Africa would read our African issue.
Okay, so you say anyone interested in Africa, but I assume this book is being sold mostly here in the UK and maybe the States, or is it also on sale in the continent of Africa?
It's certainly on sale in Africa, wherever there are bookshops in Africa, or at least reasonably good bookshops in Africa. But our main sale for that issue will, as it's always is, it'll be in Britain, Europe and North America. I mean, in fact, in North America we sell as many as we do here.
OK, now let's have a little taste. You said it's not just new writing, is it? Because you have some rather seasoned writers, including Nadine Gordimer, for instance.
Well, indeed we
has
do.
Has contributed to this.
There's a difference between new writing and new writers. So we go in for new writing. In other words, if it hasn't been published before and if it's any good and if we like it, we'll publish it.
OK, so let's hear one. It's The Master. We're about to hear a young boy, Ugu, who is the houseboy of a lecturer in the University of Unsuka, I think. And this short story was written by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, the writer of Purple Hibiscus, for those who don't know.
He wanted to do more, wanted to give the master every reason to keep him. And so one morning, he ironed the master's socks. They didn't look rumpled, the black-ribbed socks, but he thought they would look even better straightened. The hot iron hissed, and when he raised it, he saw that half of the sock was stuck to it. He froze. "You've ironed my socks, haven't you?" the master asked. "You stupid ignoramus!" Stupid ignoramus slid out of his mouth like music. Sorry, sir. I told you not to call me sir." The master picked up a file from the shelf. "I'm late." Sir, should I bring another pair?" Ugo asked. But the master had already slipped on his shoes without socks and hurried out. Ugo heard him bang his car door and drive away. His chest felt weighty. He did not know why he had ironed the socks, why he had not simply done the safari suit. Evil spirits, that's what it was.
An extract from Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie's The Master from the latest edition of Granter magazine, which is devoted to new writing from the continent. So how successful is this collection of work? I've been speaking to someone who knows what's what in the field. She used to be the editor of the Heinemann African Writers series and is a publisher and literary agent. I'm talking about Becky Clark.
Well, I think first of all, anything that publicises that champions, that showcases African writing has to be commended. So what Granter is doing is absolutely brilliant. But I have one or two problems with what they're doing. First is the fact that the writers they're showcasing in this particular edition are writers that I would recognize as writers who have either won prizes or are being feted by, you know, Western publishing houses or have been selected, very carefully selected, and so given a lot of attention and publicity.
So
they're
already celebrated artists.
So they are already celebrated writers. What we need to do is to find an avenue of bringing in writers who are not yet at that stage. And also, I'm talking more, you know, especially about the younger generation of writers, even younger than the Binjamangas, than the Chimamandas, than the Helong Habilas. We're talking about people who are writing from Africa.
Is there actually the forum? Is there the opportunity for these young writers on the continent to even approach publishers in the first place? How do they do it?
It's with great difficulty, Bola, with great difficulty. And this is why I feel that a magazine like Granta, very well established, should be one of the avenues, should be like a stepping stone to struggling writers who also want to be celebrated, also want to be recognised.
What are the possibilities for African publishers to actually do this in order to celebrate young talent on the continent? Is money perhaps a problem?
I think money's always been an issue, and it will always remain an issue. The kind of thing I'm doing is exactly the kind of thing you're describing. I've been doing this Crossing Borders magazine with the British Council, where the British Council are pairing budding African writers with established British writers to mentor them. So the mentees are in Africa, they're on the continent. They write their stories and they send them to their mentors in the UK, and they nurture them up to the extent when they're feeling more comfortable, when the L plates have come off. Mm-hmm. They can then send the stories in to me. And each month, I select six stories. And what you get from this crop, this harvest, is a fresh insight and you know, the freshest voice coming from Africa. They are not the celebrated writers that you will find in Granta, but believe you me, these young writers have got something to teach us.
Ghanaian publisher Becky Clark. And if you want to make contact with her or find out about how you can submit your work, her website address is www.ayebia, which is ayebia.co.uk, or email her at info@ayebia, which is info@ayebia.co.uk.